To begin this evening, we're going to start looking at an area that I suppose has been right in, at the foremost of many of our thoughts for a number of months now, and really exacerbated by the invasion of Ukraine. But the whole idea around energy, electricity, gas shortages has been very much, I think, you know, at a lot of our minds as well. And it really asked a question too, that, like, you know, from an Irish perspective, what are we doing as a nation to ensure that we are self-sufficient when it comes to energy and particularly electricity? And of course, many of you listening will be more than familiar with Bord na Mona. And I'm going to hazard a guess, if I asked most people, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Bord na Mona? Majority of people will probably instinctively say turf or peat. And whilst that has been the foundation or the flags under the company for over 50 or 60 years, it has been phased out. I mean, you would be very familiar that the power stations have now closed or they've ceased using peat, and some are now closed for good. But the company has been in a stage of transition. It has proven itself to be extremely agile in how it responds to the needs of the Irish nation and the Irish people, and how it goes about creating new forms of energy, particularly energy that is renewable. To find out how that's, you know, what has been happening so far, what's in the pipeline, and what kind of key targets and metrics there are around that, I'm delighted to be joined by Brendan Kelly. And Brendan is the commercial manager at Bord na Mona. He's a Westmead man, now living in Offaly, but he's travelled the world in terms of roles like this, particularly in the energy and renewable sector, and is now back home and has been heading up this operation for the past year or so. Brendan, good evening. You're very welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Yeah, thanks, Ronan.
Brendan, Bord na Mona's transition towards renewables, what's the best point to start that story, and can you take listeners through what has been achieved already?
Yeah, look, Bord na Mona has evolved, I would say, over the last number of years. We are now Ireland's leading climate solutions company. And what are climate solutions? Really, these are solutions that will help Ireland reach climate neutrality or net zero carbon emissions. And that manifests itself really across three core areas of our business. The first of those is, as you've talked about, in renewable energy, where we're delivering some of the largest renewable energy infrastructure projects in the state at the moment. And it's worth pointing out, I suppose, in all core areas of our business, we at the moment are, you know, we're investing heavily, but we're recruiting heavily in these areas. So on a renewable energy side of things, we're recruiting project managers, we're recruiting engineers, operatives, technicians across our wind and our thermal assets. The second part of our business is really is a recycling business, and we are now one of the largest recycling companies in Ireland, which, you know, people may not know. We've got operations in the Midlands, the East and Southeast. And again, we're actively recruiting, you know, operatives, drivers, technicians in that space. The last area then really is our peatlands rehabilitation and restoration program. And that's looking at rewetting some of our large 80,000 hectare land bank to capture carbon and sequester carbon in the soil. And again, we're looking for surveyors, ecologists across that business, and across all of our supporting businesses in finance, HR, legal, etc. So it's a growing business, and as you said, we're investing heavily in solutions that help us get to that net zero point.
And if anybody's interested in those jobs in particular, at bordnamona.ie, there's over 80 positions available, as Brendan has said, across three primary areas of that business. But the one that you're most passionate about and most focused on is renewables. And Bord na Mona had, I think, back in around 2010, generated about 10% of their energy from renewables. Where is that number now, and what has happened in order to increase the number of the amount of electricity that's been that's coming from renewable sources?
Yeah, so somewhere at the moment between 70 and 80% of our energy in the renewable energy side is coming from green sources. That's largely delivered through our wind farm asset base. So we've got a number of wind farms obviously operational in the Midlands, in the northwest and in the south of the country. We're continuing to develop a number of other wind farm projects at the moment, but we're also looking to invest in new areas like solar, in battery storage technology, in green hydrogen technology, all of these again, which would be needed to help us get reduce carbon emissions in our sector. And it's worth pointing out, you know, this didn't happen overnight. Our Mount Lucas wind farm, as people will be familiar with, has been operational since 2014. Along with our Bracana wind farm in Tipperary. So we've been at this for a while, and you know, given the current situation, we're we're really looking to double down on that and accelerate the pipeline of projects that we can deliver.
Given the scale of land ownership that Bordamona holds, it really puts you at, almost gives you competitive advantage to be able to develop those large-scale wind farms.
Yeah, we do. We have an 80,000 hectare land bank, as I said, across, you know, largely based in the Midlands, but in the northwest and the south of the country as well. And what that allows us to do is to develop, you know, infrastructure projects at scale, at the lowest possible cost. And again, it makes it a little bit easier than if you're dealing with you know, multiple parties on some of these projects. But, you know, we work very closely with the communities. We work closely, you know, to provide as much information as we can and to, you know, give as much information as early as possible as we develop out those projects as well.
Wind has been, as you mentioned, they're a prominent part of the plan and the move towards renewables as well. When you mentioned the various other alternatives that could be there in time, eventually, what role does wind play? Like, will it be 90% of the renewables? Will it be 50? Where do you see that going as these new technologies also come on stream?
Well, look, the system is moving towards being able to accommodate 100% of what they call non-synchronous penetration, which is renewable energy. At the moment, today, the maximum amount of renewable energy on the system that can be accommodated is 75%. And that will transition upwards to 100% renewables at any point in time over the next decade or so. We obviously have our climate action targets in the power sector to have 80% of our energy needs met from renewable sources. So that requires effectively a doubling of onshore wind capacity over the next 8 years, you know, which is a significant challenge, in addition to bringing in onshore wind and some solar as well. So look, we will deliver projects as quickly as we can get them consented and through the planning process. And as I mentioned at the outset, that as we deliver more projects, that leads to more jobs and in the local community. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to deliver these projects as quickly as we can. And now we've built up a strong reputation. We've built up a strong base of employees that are capable of doing this. So we're in a good space, but you know, we really will be accelerating this over the next 10 years or so.
With developments in the areas, particularly such as solar and that, will we ultimately see potential co-location then of, say, solar and wind farms? Is that possible or doable?
Yeah, so Bordamona actually will be moving forward with our first large-scale, utility-scale solar project. We were recently successful in Ireland's renewable energy auction with that project, which will be in County Kildare. Ultimately, we see this as, we see co-location as the main area where we can, you know, effectively combine wind and solar, use the same electrical grid assets, use the same areas of land and maximise the use of, of the land and the assets to get them connected. So co-location is where we see that moving, yeah, for sure.
Thing that made the headlines a lot last year was the closure of the peat-fired power stations, particularly Shannon Bridge and Lanesborough. But Edenderry Power Station remains active and biomass is becoming a huge player out there. What is biomass, both for people listening, and how is it utilised to create energy?
Yeah, so biomass is a residual fuel that we use today. We burn that in Edenderry Power Station and it's classified as a green fuel source. You know, it's much cleaner and greener than gas or coal or some of the other fuel sources in the power system today. It's residual. It's worth pointing that out. It's, you know, as we say, we take the leftovers from sawmills, from wood chip industries, and we use that. So it fits in with the circular economy, circular economy story that we are developing here in Bordamona. And happy to say, I suppose, that, you know, Edenderry Power Station recently received planning permission to extend the operation of that plant out to 2030. And next year, in 2023, that will transition to 100% biomass. So once the peat stocks run out, it will transition to 100% biomass.
It in turn will present opportunities for, you know, particularly in the agricultural sector there then, for maybe creating more biomass, or is it, I suppose, maybe the forestry sector too can contribute to that? Is there enough supply on the islands or even locally to power Edenderry Power Station if you do go to 100%?
Yeah, so today the majority of our biomass is indigenous biomass. It's sourced in Ireland. So when we purchase biomass from local suppliers, again, that money is feeding back into the local economy, which is super. As we transition to 100%, we'll be looking to source as much of that as possible in Ireland. We will probably have to source some of that from abroad as well. But, you know, that's a significant challenge in itself. And if we will use, to the extent possible, the biomass that's out there in Ireland, in our plant.
Given the scale of what's happening with Bord na Mona, is this matched by any other organisations anywhere else in Europe across the world? Like, or is this something that could see us become a net exporter of energy eventually?
Yeah, so today we have, we obviously have two interconnectors with the UK, electrical interconnectors with the UK. We have a third one, which is going through the planning process to France at the moment, and another one which is entering construction at the UK. So in the next, call it 5 to 7 years, we should have four links with Europe and the UK. And that allows us, as you said, when we have high wind resource and high wind output in Ireland at any point in time, we should be in a position to export that to those other countries, and vice versa. When we have, you know, situations where we need power, we can import that. So it's part of, you know, we are part of the integrated European system, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to, you know, supply and import as we need to.
It'll be interesting to see what impact Brexit has on all that. You know, how much we charge the French versus the British, or maybe old history might come back to play there anyway. But no, it's fascinating to hear as well, I suppose, that idea as well of maybe Ireland ultimately being an exporter of energy if there is an excess there. From the point of view of, you know, energy shortages and that, you know, people are talking about this winter and maybe just to watch things, you know, even government saying breaking on gas and that. But it certainly sounds like, you know, from on a local level here in this country, we are quite secure. There's a great plan in place with Bord na Mona and other companies in this sector.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, we will provide as much power as we can from our assets, you know, this winter and for the coming winter. And as I said, the quicker we can deliver projects to the system, we're about to energise a project out in Clonbillogue, you know, over the next couple of months. And that will start delivering green power to the system, and badly needed power to the system. So we'll continue to do our part, and I'm sure others will across the country this winter as well.
Brendan, thank you so much for coming this evening as well. I think it's an important message to get out there to people that, you know, precisely exactly how power is being generated, what has been done already and what's in the pipeline. So here's to continued success to yourself in your role as commercial manager and to all involved at Bord na Mona.
Super. Thanks, Ron.
And as Brendan mentioned there as well, there are over 80 jobs currently advertised with the company. Bordnamona.ie will give you access to all those, and you can find out how you can go and apply for those if it's something that is of interest to you.